Hello again. This is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar from the Guide and Light Tabernacle, bringing you the good news from BBS Radio. I pray today's message would be a blessing to you. For you out there in the radio land, don't change the dial, because you'll be missing out on a good story. Today is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to talk to you today from the book of Matthew, chapter 4. Beginning from verse 1, which is Satan tempts Jesus. That would be our topic for today. Satan tempts Jesus. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Want to stop here for a moment for me to explain something to you. See, Satan always looks for the opportune time to attack. And he did that to Jesus when he came off to fast. He was hungry. I have fasted a couple of times, and I have, you know, experience about fasting and after fasting, how you feel like your stomach really talking to you. You, it's like tearing up inside. Everything smells good to you. Satan, he is the king in the kingdom of weakness. And he attacks you when you are most vulnerable and not vigilant nor sober-minded. Satan is like a seasoned boxer, and a seasoned boxer is very witty, looking and waiting for your weak side. When your arms are done, then he'll pounce on you for a knockout punch. Listen, you cannot trust Satan. He is very, very, very coy and deceptive. He would make you feel that you won, but he is as cunning, or even more cunning, than a fox, and as deceptive as a lion. And everybody understands what the lion does. He would deliberately fall on his back. And when the hunted go over him, he'd grab the hunted by the throat. And therefore, cuts his breathing off. takes away the main sustenance of life, then you've been had. That's what Satan does. He lures you. When you think that you won, he is plain dead, closing his eyes and still peeping out of the other eye. That's how he is. He does not come like a roaring lion. Don't make him fool you. He comes as an angel of light. And the Bible says, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. It says here, Jesus says, he answered these straight up, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus' response to all three temptations was to quote the word of God, showing his followers the power of Scripture in battling the evil one. And you can even check on Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 13. Chapter 8 and verse 3 as well. Psalms 91, 11 and 12. There was nothing morally wrong with turning stones to bread. But Satan was tempting Jesus to do a miracle outside of the Father's will. This explains why Jesus quotes Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Bread alone does not sustain life. Ultimately, God is the one who sustains all life. Thus, it is our responsibility to trust God and remain in His will. Verse 5 says, then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. In their hands they shall bear you, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Wow. Throw yourself down. In quoting the protective promises of Psalms 91, verse 11 and 12 to Jesus. But Satan, he is so coy, he omitted the words to keep you in all your ways. He didn't quote that. He did not quote that. Satan tempted Jesus to gain public attention through spectacle rather than through his righteous life and message. Look, listen, friends. That is how he is. He knows the scripture very well. because he was the angel of light. He was there in heaven. You cannot fool him. He always there to mislead you. And when you think that you are getting the right substance, he is giving you half-baked and brackish stuff. Throw yourself down. Oh, boy. This is something else. In verse 7, it says, Jesus said to him, "It is written, again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Emphasis in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16, emphasizes that one should not test God. The Lord asked the Israelites to put him to test in only one area, and that was in tithing. Given to him, they could test. He would fulfill his promises to bless them. And you find that also in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. So this is what he does. He's all over. He's not going to stop at nothing. You cannot win Satan unless you are grounded in the Word of God, unless you're steadfast, and unless you're keeping his commandments, unless you are giving prayers daily and asking God for his divine protection, unless you become very vigilant and sober-minded. The only how you can win Satan is through the Word of God. It is written. And when you say it is written, he knows. He cannot argue. And he will leave you. But he will never leave you for good. He will come back somewhere else, another time, another way. Come through the back door. Come as the angel of light. He is good and things like that. He will deceive you at any angle you let up your arms. Anytime you let down your arms, so to speak, he is going to attack you when you least expect. He's an ambusher. He will come at the darkest hour. Or he can come as an angel of light amongst other people right there. And Satan has a way of using other people. And again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Wow. If Satan can be so rampant, who was in heaven and know Jesus in heaven to try to battle and bamboos Jesus, he gonna wreak havoc among us. He will. He's not gonna stop at nothing whatsoever. So you see, when you are at your weakest point in life, when you become careless, shiftless, and weak, that is the time he's going to pounce upon you. You have to be very careful. And to ask Almighty God to build his divine hedge around your life. And let him place the holy angels with their flaming swords at every corner of your life. Only how you can win Satan is to be constantly in prayer and ask God for divine guidance and protection. And in verse 10 it says, then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written. That is what I was saying a while ago. Because Satan knows. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. You see, Christ rebuked the devil for asking for worship, a temptation to do exactly the opposite of what every Israelite was called upon to do. And you can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13 and 15, specifically in reference to Jesus. Satan was offering a crown without the cross. Jesus' experience serves as a pattern in spiritual warfare today. Jesus resisted Satan. And you can see that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, 13, and 14. James chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Then he defeated Satan with consistent meaningful use of the scriptures. Check that out in Ephesians 6, verse 17. And it says, then the devil left him, and behold, an angel came and ministered to him. Satan offered bread. Having rejected Satan's offer of bread, assistance from angels and earthly kingdom, Jesus was immediately visited by angels to help him. Satan is not going to stop. He's going to come back time and time again. And if he meets you careless, he is going to railroad you or pull the rug from under your feet. You have to be very careful. As I said, be vigilant, be sober, for the devil cometh. And he does not come like a roaring lion with noise to chase you away. He is going to come as quiet as a lamb. He would be like an angel of light. He is always lurking and looking for the opportune time to attack when you're most vulnerable and when you're in awkward position. He will. He will do that. That is his job. So you have to put on and keep on the whole armor of God day and night. Whenever you are leaving your house at mornings or any time, anywhere, to go anywhere, any place, I admonish you to get in prayer before and ask the Divine Father who inhabits eternity for divine guidance and protection. I do these things religiously every day before I leave, and when I come back, I give him thanks. And ask God to, you know, let his angels continuously be watchful over you, to bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Don't go out there carelessly. You cannot go out on a battlefield without proper training and have the proper weapon. The weapon should be the Word of God for us all. And if you are not sure about some scriptural connotation, ask the Divine, the Holy Spirit, to guide you into all things, which He will, to help you how to battle the enemy. Or ask an elder of your church, or someone whom you confide in, who knows the scripture, and let them guide you and open your mind. 2 be forewarned is to be forearmed. In that way, when you're knowing and when you are knowing, you'll be ready to battle the deceptiveness of Lucifer. As I said, he is like a seasoned boxer, looking and waiting for your weak side. He watches your stance. He gets close to hear your breathing, and he looks into your eyes, and he made his assessment of what to do. And when you start dropping your guard down, then he's gonna come in with full force, knock you off your feet. Yes. Put you down. It will take you a long time. You may not be even hearing the bell be ringing. You'll be so disillusioned. You'll be out of it. This man we call Lucifer, we are not giving any praise. But we must make sure that this is his domain, and he's actively working in his domain. This is not our place. Our home is a different home. And that's why Jesus says, I will come again and take you unto myself, for in his Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. This is not our home. We're just passing through. This is the devil's domain. This is his kingdom, his playground. And he can do whatever he wants. Remember, his power has not been taken away from him. We had to equip ourselves with the word of God, which will give us that power to battle him in his own domain. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He's like the lion. He is deceptive. He's going to play, throw himself on his back and let the hunted, you know, get over it and then snap the throat. There is no way he can get away and cut the sustenance of life. Air. And you know what? That's it. It's all over. You don't want to get caught. If you are equipped, and if you all you want to be equipped, you have to read and study the Word of God. It's just like a lawyer pleading a case. He has to know the codified law and the articles when he stands in front of the judge and the juror and quote and say, it is written in article such and such. You can't go to guessing. He cannot. You cannot fight the devil and his own turf by your own self. You cannot. He will make a fool out of you. And when you would have arrived to the place where you use the word of God, you will have the power and authority to say, as Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and in him only you shall serve. And when you do that, then he will leave you. And the angels will come and minister unto you. I thank you for listening this evening, the Word of God. I pray that this Word of God that I brought to you this evening is a blessing and a good news to you. And it said, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. And you will find that in Galatians chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message today. I thank you that you have used me as a conduit to bring the good news. I pray anyone who would listen would get a divine guidance from your anointed word. So, Father, bless your word. Bless the radio station. Bless Douglas and his brother and their families. I pray, O God, that you will continue to help them financially. May they prosper. Have mercy on them, protect them wherever they go, and cover them with your precious blood. And Lord, all who have heard the sound of my voice, may your Holy Spirit go with them. In Jesus' name. Ta-ta. Have a blessed evening, and I shall see you in another 2 weeks. God bless you. Bye-bye.